Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio today on November the 5th, 2012. It is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, and San Diego, where I am live broadcasting from you guys. You know, you guys have been here back and forth for some months, not going on. I think about going into the second year, you know, was unexpected to get here and stay here in California this long, but you know, there's always opportunity and situations that you never expected, and it was just absolutely a blessing that I actually was here due to a family situation, very tragic situation that we are overcoming, but everything is in place, ready to get back to Atlanta and make it happen, because there's so much great things going on. So that's why I want to just enforce and tell you guys to make sure you join on to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, because we have some awesome things coming to the city of Atlanta, not just to the city of Atlanta, but other cities throughout the nation, but definitely Atlanta. You know, that's my home and that's where my eye is at, so I'm bringing it to the city on what is in place. Everything's being done kind of behind the scenes. Announcement will be coming. Probably won't be as, you know, big of an announcement as the usual things that happen, like the Morehouse College Showcase, but it is some great things that's happening with some major, major players and movers and shakers and leaders throughout the city of Atlanta that I'm going to team up with and partner with in just building and growing our communities. So make sure you guys also get on over to Twitter and tweet me or follow me on my handle on my Twitter, actually. And my handle name is @Kalithia. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. It's just excited. Tomorrow I'm finally here, November the 6th, Election Day. You know, it's just been an amazing race between Barack and Mitt Romney, and I'm just excited to really see what the outcome is. My point of view, just really, really kind of, you know, curious to see what's going to go down, especially with Hurricane Sandy and how that's going to affect the election. But I'm sure, you know, it's all in God's hand, and, you know, who is meant to get it will get it. We already know, but, you know, it's just, you know, people are tired. You know, the feedback I was getting from just all over the nation, and I get feedback from people, you know, that's out there in support of, you know, getting these votes in place, and, you know, just some of the feedback I've gotten from, you know, I mean, handicapped people, your local gangster standing in line to make sure they get their votes in. So I hope all of you guys got out and vote and or get out there and vote, because it's definitely time for a change in our economy. Change is actually here. Speaking of, actually was doing my article for Working Divas, so it's Money Monday. So ladies, make sure you get on the way. Again, guys, you can get on over there too. I just put my article out on Money Mondays, Working Divas, WorkingDivas.com, and that's just holiday tips to save. And, you know, that time of the year is here, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and, you know, we're 2 weeks away from the biggest shopping holiday of the year, you know, that's Black Friday, Cyber Monday that's now. But according to the NRF, for those of you that don't know what that is, the National Retail Federation, this year people are going to spend a little bit more, but they're going to spend wiser. So that's a great, great sign that, you know, even though a lot of people suffer due to these economic times, and I can tell you the economy is picking back up, jobs are becoming available, people are, the purchasing power, you know, is growing, people are purchasing more homes or able to, you know, I see a lot of growth in, you know, people's lives across the U.S. It's just a consistent growth that I'm seeing, but with the information received from the NRF, that's just a sign, you know, for people going to spend more but wiser, that, you know, even though, you know, there was the challenges in this economic time, you know, that people got a little wiser. So, you know, even though it was a bad situation, the good thing that came of it is that people are learning to spend wiser, you know, to be more modest in their spending. It's just lessons learned. So sometimes, you know, we all have to go through that to learn, you know, that, you know, simplicity is the best. I mean, it was ridiculous. People were just doing some ridiculous things with their money. So I'm just really, really happy to hear that feedback, or have, you know, read about that feedback on, you know, at least people are able to spend, for one, and two, you know, the lessons that they learned on spending habits. So that's just great. And like I said, you can get on over to workingdivas.com. I got the holiday tips to save, some great, great tips to stay within budget, you know, definitely just to make a difference, you know, you're not overspending, which, you know, I like I said, I think people have learned their lesson. But just get on over to workingdivas.com. Mondays, every Monday, you guys know, there's an article. And I haven't been consistent lately because it's all the big, busy stuff going on with Bill Grown and Joy. So, you know, I try to get my articles in at least once a month, or at least every other month. But definitely got the holiday tips to save, which, you know, just going to cover overall for the holidays. So just excited about being able to share it with you guys, and I really, really hope that it helps you in this holiday season. Well, you know, it's been about, what, August, September, October, November, 3 months, 2.5 months since the Morehouse College Live Music Showcase. And let me tell you, you know, I have made a commitment here. Bill's going to join on my show. I mean, I've brought some major guests to make sure that, you know, these participants were my priority, to get them on the air for you listeners to hear them out, because the talent is just, I mean, impeccable. And today I have a very, 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 very talented young man. I mean, he has a very unique type of talent, and I'm just excited to have him on the air today. Just, you know, that East Coast style, you know, live from Atlanta. Just great things happening, and, you know, I just have all these participants coming on there so you guys can hear the great things that's going on with them, you know, after the showcase. You know, how you guys can follow them, how you guys can go, you know, see them perform, and most of all, to get the exposure to them, you know, to all you producers, all you record labels executives that's listening on the show. Definitely, this is a group of talent that you would love, you really, really should check out. And like I said, one today is very, very powerful to me. The lyrics, I mean, just the choice of his music, and I just believe he's a hardworking man. And welcome to Bill Grown and Joy Slay. It's absolutely a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Definitely. It's a pleasure to be on the air today with you.
Did you get out and vote, Slay?
Not yet. I'm a Tuesday guy, so I like to, you know, the whole. Well, this would be actually my second time being able to vote. I like to be, you know, there on the day and watch all the coverage as it goes on. So I'll be doing that tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, all that matters is that you get out there and vote and you're making a difference. Well, I wouldn't have put it past you. You're the type of guy that I know would get out and just do your service. Now, this showcase is, we're going into 3 months, and, you know, I've been getting texts and your information on all these great things that's happening to you or going on with you in Atlanta. But first, I want you to tell everyone who you are, who's Slay, who is Slay as, you know, not just a performer, but Slay as a person. And then I want you to just go ahead and let everyone know all the great things that's going on with you after the showcase.
Okay, well, you know, Slay is just someone I believe is a hard worker who wasn't afraid to follow their dream. I moved from Connecticut to Atlanta last September in pursuit of furthering my music career. And since I've been out here, a lot of good stuff has been happening, and just, you know, just keep building the momentum and just giving praise to God, really.
Amen.
But, yeah.
Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, your genre is hip hop, rap. Second genre is urban and R&B. You know, what was your motivation, or what encouraged you to follow your dreams in music?
Well, you know, after, you know, I graduated from Central Connecticut State University with a management degree. You know, went into the corporate world, and it's just something that, you know, wasn't for me. I just did not like it. Like, I hated every single moment of it, and I've always been flirting around with music. And then for like the last 2 years, just really just took it seriously. And then last year, we just decided that, you know, Connecticut, the market for music isn't as, is really not that big, but we just decided that the best place for me to be is in Atlanta. And since I've been out in Atlanta, just a lot of great changes and a lot of progress has happened so far.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Just went on and went with that gut feeling and followed without fear, and that's what it's all about. Well, I wanted to ask you before we got started also, how did you enjoy the showcase? I mean, when we were practicing, I could tell you people were behind the scenes like, where did you find this young man? Because you were, I mean, cutting up. How did you enjoy it?
It was good. It was a nice experience. I enjoyed everything. The setup of it was definitely good, definitely something, you know, that I believe should continue that happening, you know, is a good stepping stone for up-and-coming artists.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely, definitely. Took a lot of work, I'll tell you that, but, you know, I pushed hard to make sure that happened for you guys, pulled all my resources together, and made it happen. So, that's very encouraging to hear that coming from not just you, but all the other selected participants that participated, because I tell you, I worked on that project, you know, I created it and worked on it for 2 straight months. Let me tell you, with hardly no sleep, and it was just an awesome, awesome, what touched me the most is seeing you guys up on that stage and just singing your hearts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely, and, you know, it's a good platform, you know, you get a very good stage, like where, you know, the opportunity sometimes just, you know, playing clubs and other smaller venues, you don't get that, you know, grand stage experience, and I really enjoyed that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I definitely enjoyed having you. Now, what are some of the things that's going on with you now? You said you're in Atlanta. I know you got your new place, you told me. I mean, God has been good to you, Slay. You got accepted to the master's program also at Georgia State, correct? Because you're a college student,
yes.
Correct? Want to be a master's?
Yeah.
And I mean, all
yep.
these great things in addition to your music career. So what are some of the hot things that's going on with you in Atlanta and where in Atlanta? Because I know you're performing all around the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, In the last few months, I actually performed at Georgia State, various spots in Atlanta. We're gearing up to go back up to Connecticut during Thanksgiving and do a few shows out there. And was actually just in the talks of performing out in Miami with the Dunk Exchange. So, you know, as far as performance, as far as performance ops, you know, definitely there are a few, but today actually is a good day because I just released my new video. It's called For My Team, and Sermons.com, a big hip-hop blog site out in Seattle, picked it up, and they premiered it, and that's what's happening today. That's why I've been so busy and running around. But it's
congratulations. See, those are the stories I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That is huge,
Clay. Yeah. So, you know, definitely could check it out. It's on the sermonsdomain.com, or you could check it out on my Tumblr page, www.nayslay.tumblr.com. It's up there. And, yeah, so definitely be able to check it out. And I think very good video. We actually shot it in Connecticut in September. And we took it to the A3C with us. We was viewing it, and Sermons Domain really liked it, picked it up, and now that's how that's happening.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let everyone know how they can follow you on Twitter also and speak of your music. I'm going to go ahead and play one of your songs. Like I said, I tried to download them. I was really trying to select the top 2 songs. It was very hard, I'll tell you that. But the 2 I got to download to play for the listeners definitely is Good Music and The Feeling. First, I want to ask you, which one would you like for me to play first, and then we'll go ahead and play it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You could go ahead and just play Good Music first. It's fine, either or, whatever you have queued up.
Okay. I'm going to let you go ahead and announce your own song. So go ahead and announce it for everyone.
All right, so the first record is called I'm Good Music. This is actually a record off my Ziploc Volume 2 project that came out last year. And it's definitely a good feel. I like the lyrics to it. It feels like summertime. And definitely the beat was produced by my dude New Era. And it's a good record. It did a lot of good things for me. This is actually one of the first records that, you know, made me push and believe that, hey, you know, because as a youngin' just writing music, you'd be like, I'm eventually run out of things to say. And this one just proved to me that if you're a creative person, you can create anything and anywhere. So this is a very, very, very good record for me.
Awesome. And there you guys have it. Let's hear it. Play good music. was just hot. I mean, all of your songs are hot, but that one had me kind of like, hey, you know, like that summer type of feeling. What made you write and perform that song?
Like I said, I actually did that like my sophomore year in college. With my dude, this is when I used to use AIM. And my dude just sent me like a snippet of it, and it was just like, just the intro was so like grand to me, so I was like, oh, this is crazy, I gotta do something to this. So and then the ideas just came in, and it just was just like, I don't know. It felt like so soulful, you know.
Right. Yeah, it is. I like it, you know. And I know it sounds kind of crappy because, you know, when you're doing mobile air and you're just on these phones, it sounds crazy. But the playback, it sounds awesome, just like listening from your EPK. I can tell you that, you know, the showcase was actually a platform that opened many, many doors. And each and every one of you guys, I forwarded to a major, major player in the music industry that's actually moving his whole record, and that has moved his whole record label to Atlanta, and was in the house, and we are going to be setting a private studio and producing kind of showcase with each one of you guys. And I can tell you, you were on the top of the list of, you know, the music and your style. You know, something different, you know, more like a poet, you get what I'm saying? So just know, I wanted to tell you that, like I told everyone else, you know, all your information has been forwarded. The studio's in the place of you know, being built out. I think it's one of the spots where the Brat used to be at or something like that, they said. And then also the school's coming soon, too, because record label executives actually building out a whole music school, so there's going to be plenty of opportunities and platforms for you guys to come and perform in front of a lot of the major key players that we're going to be bringing into the city, and that is already in the city. So I just wanted to let you know that you know, as confirmation that, you know, sometimes you just got to let go of that fear and follow your dreams, because you just never know what position it will put you in.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So I just want to go ahead, and I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll get back, because we have about, I'd say, like 10 more minutes of the show. I want you to let everyone know, you know, I want you to give some best practices feedback. You know, now with you being in the business, you know, as I've asked all the participants, I want you guys to give your experience some best practice do and a best practice don't for those other up-and-comings, because, you know, those shared best practices always help the next to encourage along. But we're going to take a quick break, and when I return, I want you to share that, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in, and let's get this show started.
Okay, and we are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. And we are here today, November the 5th, day before Election Day here, basically to definitely telling you all the great things that's going on with Bill Growing in Joy, just from, you know, all the growth and all the other things that's happening throughout the platform itself. But I have, you know, Slay, Morehouse College participant on the air today. Definitely here. Great artist that actually performed in the Slay, I think we had some technical difficulties. So, Slay, just hold tight really quick, okay?
Okay.
Are you there, Slay?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. We were having some issues on the back, and I got a tweet real quick to pause for a second. So we are back, you guys. Sorry about that. Bill Grown and Joy, BGE Radio, 347-215-8709. We are live, Slay, live from Atlanta, Georgia, Morehouse College, live music showcase participant. Now, Slay, they can tweet you at NaySlay, correct?
Yes, at NaySlay.
Okay, and then how can they follow you with your on your Facebook, and you said your Tumblr, and you also have your EPK online also, correct? Can you let them know about that?
Yeah. Definitely my Tumblr. You can check that out as at NaySlay. So that's NaySlay .tumblr.com. And then you could check me out on Facebook. You just type in www.facebook.com/slaypage. So SLAYPAGE. And, you know, definitely on Twitter, all my contact info is there and so forth. And what we're working on right now, we're actually in the midst of coming up with a brand new website. It's going to be called slaymusic.com. And the web developers are doing that right now, and it's going to be a brand new experience. And it's definitely something I'm very excited with, and that's why I'm actually going to be going up north to do a few release parties for the website. So it should be a big deal, and it's going to actually be having a blog inside it too, where I have contributors from Texas, San Diego, Virginia, and North Carolina, of course Atlanta and Connecticut. So definitely a way where other artists can showcase their talent as well.
Wow, you are just really doing it, Slay. That's what I'm talking about.
You are just doing
amazing things. Congratulations to you, and you just keep following your vision. And have no fear. I don't see no fear in you. I know you just be doing it. So with that, I want you to share what best practice to the listeners, so all those up-and-comings can know, you know, from your experience of doing this industry and a don't when it comes to being an up-and-coming artist.
All right. Well, one thing I would say is never take the first no for the answer. No, I'll never accept no for an answer. That's in life. Anything you want in life, never accept no for an answer. In this music industry, a lot of people are just afraid to pursue it because of the sheer fact of numbers. Like, everyone does it, but there's a lot of people that say they do it but don't really do it. And at the end of the day, cream always rises to the top. So just be relentless. Don't take no. Believe in yourself. And I would actually say read a book about it, too. Definitely educate yourself because it is a nasty game as well. And you don't want to be taken advantage of. And don't, I would say in the music industry, is don't always let me put it this way. And see people are about for hop in bed with them and want to do something or stuff like that because sometimes, you know, someone may be wanting to do something, yeah, let's do it, but not be, you know, the right person for the job. So I would say always build good relationships. I would say build good relationships. That's what I would say. And always... And never delete someone's number.
Right. Right. Great advice. Great shared best practices. I really appreciate that, as we appreciate you here being with us here on Bill Grown and Joy BGE Radio. It was absolutely a pleasure to have shared that Morehouse College experience with you. You are absolutely a talent that I see going far. Continued success, and of course, you know, I'll be seeing you soon because there's so much other things in works, but just continue doing what you do because you're doing an absolutely awesome job, and you are ahead of the curve. I mean, not only are you an artist, you're well managed, you're organized, you're a businessman, you know, so I just want to commend you on that also.
Yeah, thank you, really appreciate that, and definitely check out my new video. It's called For My Team. You could Google it. Check it out on YouTube, thesermonsdomain.com, flyhighleague.com, everywhere. Just tweet at me. I'll tweet it back to you. And definitely, I believe it's a very, very good video. It's going to do wonders.
Awesome. Well, have a safe trip and happy holidays to you.
All right, definitely. And once again, really appreciate the opportunity and you taking your time out today to have a conversation with me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And there you guys have it. Morehouse College, live music participant, Slay. Get on over to follow him on Twitter, @NaySlay. Awesome. East Coast, poet style artist. You know, it's going to be a lot more coming from this young man, I can tell you that. It's absolutely a pleasure having him on the air with us. So you can get on over to BillGrownAndJoy.com, see more information on Slay. You can definitely, like I said, also tweet him at @NaySlay to follow him. And, you know, I know he's around Atlanta doing a lot of performances. So you can definitely check him out on that piece also. Well, that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. It's absolutely an honor just to have each and every one of you guys, to tune in with us today. Make sure you guys get out there. Election day is tomorrow, so I know everyone's just going to be surrounded around the TV, surrounded around the internet. So this is going to be a very exciting day tomorrow. Be safe, you guys out there. On Wednesday, our show was rescheduled. Congratulations to Bernard Coleman. You guys know I was expecting to have him on the air, one of the most highly sought-after entertainment attorneys in Atlanta. We have decided to postpone the show due to great success in Bernard's practice. He's going into practice for himself, so we want to wait till then so we can talk about his new practice, especially all of you entertainers out there. You know, this is the guy, you know, you want to get in front of. You know, whenever you're in the industry, the entertainment is one piece, but you got to have that business piece intact. And, you know, Bernard is definitely the man to know, especially in Atlanta. So you guys have a great, great, great rest of your week. It was absolutely a pleasure to share all of this information with you guys today. Get out and vote. Get on over to BillGrownAndJoy.com. Join the free member so you can keep in the loop of all the great things happening. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. I know that's my element. That's where I'm comfortable, the way I like it. and then bam, I usually hit you guys. But you know there's a lot, so get on over to Bill Grown and Joycey and keep in the loop of it. Also, Working Divas, ladies, get on over there, workingdivas.com, Mondays, posting for holiday tip savings. Fellas, you know you can tune in and offer readers out there. No male or female line, but you know it's targeted for the ladies. But that will conclude it today, and as I always tell you guys, make sure that you guys always, always enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.